Those who serve God need firm courage. Once more, because of hatred, a servant of God was driven for protection to the heathen. This same hatred forced Elijah to flee to the widow of Sarepta, and it forced the heralds of the gospel to turn from the Jews to the Gentiles. And this hatred the people of God living in this age have yet to meet. Men claiming to be Christ's representatives will take a course similar to that of the priests and rulers in their treatment of Christ and the apostles. Faithful servants of God will encounter the same hardness of heart, the same cruel determination, the same unyielding hatred. Those who are true to God will be persecuted, their motives impugned, their best efforts misinterpreted, and their names cast out as evil. Satan will work with all his deceptive power to make evil appear good, and good evil. Fiercely will he strive to stir up against God's people the rage of those who, while claiming to be righteous, trample on the law of God. It will require the firmest trust, the most heroic purpose, to hold fast the faith once delivered to the saints. Prepared or unprepared, God's people must all meet the soon coming crisis, and those only who have brought their lives into conformity to the divine standard will stand firm. When secular rulers unite with ministers of religion to dictate in matters of conscience, then it will be seen who really fear and serve God. And while the enemies of truth watch the Lord's servants for evil, God will watch over them for good. He will be to them as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.